8 minutes remaining here in regulation. Manchester 43, Jackson 32. Matt Harmon and Sarah Luca. Ed, you've been replaced. I've got
you got the whole Harmon family on board here.
How do you feel about the basketball game so far, Luke? Do you like how it's going? What team looks good? What team do you like so far? What color? You can talk.
Blue.
The blue?
Uh-oh.
What's the name of the blue team?
Hawks.
The Hawks.
The Manchester Hawks.
Get them up there in the Hawks section up there.
They've been playing pretty well, don't you think? Yeah, pretty good. Well, you added as much there as we've heard in three quarters of Ed so far. My youngest, Lukey Harmon, joining us courtside here. Usually a tradition here on finals night, 43-32. We start our last set of 8 minutes with Manchester up big. And they have the basketball moving left to right. Here is Kayshawn Barnes penetrating. Maybe got away with an offensive foul. Loose ball, though. Adam Iola will lay it up and in from the right side.
Pressure has hurt the Hawks a little bit here now, last few minutes.
First basket of the night for Marcus makes it now a single-digit lead, 43-34. Open from the right corner, and in is Jordan Tormey. He's played well here in the second half. 8 of his 10 points gives Manchester a 45-34 lead. Hill, the dump down for Carter. Left side layup up and in.
Carter's been unstoppable tonight anytime he gets it on the block.
He makes it look so easy, too. Jackson trying pressure. Manchester breaks it. Feed inside for Almusteka. Jackson got a hand on it. Controlling is Barlow. Almusteka with the floater in the lane. Just his third basket of the night. He's got a 7-36 the advantage for Manchester.
The game has gotten much faster now up and down the court.
Carter on the right side. Leaving off Adam Iola. Blue dumping down low. Pass batted away. Reynolds is fouled by Adam Iola near midcourt. Trying to stop the break. Probably a wise decision.
Only the second team foul. Each team with two team fouls, so nobody near the one-on-one situation.
First personal foul on Adam Iola. Second team foul on Jackson. Manchester basketball, 47-36. 6:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Kayshawn Barnes working against C.J. Blue. Penetrating down the lane. Almusteka up over the top of Carter, who changed the shot. Air ball. And Jackson's got it. Carter off what would have been an alley-oop feed from Adam Iola was pushed out of bounds. It'll be a foul on the floor.
That's four on Almusteka. He'll be replaced. Robert Planter into the Manchester for the first time.
Third team foul on Manchester. Ed mentioned in the substitution, number 30, Robert Planter, the 6'2 junior, checking in. With Almusteka now on the bench, it'll be Planter's job to try and keep Carter in check. And right away, Carter goes to the rim, and he is fouled by Planter. Hard foul. Carter hit the deck hard. Fourth team foul, first on Planter. Carter to the free throw line for two more free throws.
Joe Fagan looking for an intentional foul there. I don't think so. Drove the baseline, just gave him a little push.
Carter's got 21. And that's where it'll stay as he misses the first free throw.
This game has gotten a little faster, Matt. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
I think the pressure has forced both teams to get it up quickly.
Second free throw is good. Carter with 22. Back to a 10-point advantage for Manchester. Out of the trap. That should be a
timeout.
I was going to say maybe a double dribble almost.
Timeout, and that's going to be the fourth timeout taken by Ryan Ramsey. He's got one left. May need some of them down the stretch.
We'll take a quick timeout here as well. 5:59 to go in the fourth quarter. Manchester 47, Jackson 37. We're back in 30 seconds with more of the 30th annual WOBM Christmas Classic on the Shore Sports Network. Matt Harmon and Sarah Luca back here at the Pine Belt Arena. Hope you're enjoying this one on 1160, 1310 WOBM AM, SureSportsNetwork.com. The 30th WOBM Christmas Classic Championship. Manchester, the 7 seed, leads number 10, Jackson, 47-37. Pressure out of the timeout. Manchester basketball. Here's Kayshawn Barnes at the foul line. Two big steps on his way to the basket. Missed the layup. Carter with a loose ball rebound. Jackson can cut it to 8 with a 2, 7 with a 3. Blue for Landy. Now back to Blue. His 3 way off the mark. Long rebound tracked down to the corner by Jesse Hill. Jackson resets here with 5:10 to go. Adam Eola around the set, handing off to Landy. He's going to drive. Another wild shot. Carter with the offensive rebound. He is fouled on his way up. This should be 2 for Eric Carter. 2 bad shot selections that time by Jackson, but Eric Carter able to bail him out with an offensive rebound.
Yeah, first one was a long offensive board that they tracked down in the corner. And then that time Carter underneath, and he'll go to the line for 2 more. Problem is all these team fouls building up, they're all 2-shot fouls. So even though we're not on the 1-and-1, Jack shooting 2 with the clock stopped, we'll get slowly creeping back.
Second Carter. One on Robert Planter, by the way, 15 foul. Carter goes 1 of 2 from the line. Single-digit advantage for Manchester, 47-38. They've led by as many as 19. Pressure again by Jackson.
Great pressure without fouling. That's what is impressing me right now. Another turnover, and they get it back.
Barnes able to get it back after he lost it. 3 on the way from Torney is good from the right corner. First 3 of the quarter, and that gets Manchester back up by 12. Here's Hill penetrating and driving a block inside. We'll send Jesse Hill to the free throw line. 11 three-pointers on the night for Manchester.
This fourth quarter, Matt, could take as long as the first 3 took. Because we're going to be shooting a lot of foul shots in this one.
Hill's first back rim, no good.
83% foul shooter coming in, 10 for 12. I know he's got a few tonight, along with some misses.
Second one.
He misses.
Rims out, no good. Now 4 of 6 from the line tonight. Will hold. Manchester still in charge of this one, 52-38. Make it 52-40 as Jesse put back to make it now a 12-point advantage for Manchester. 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Matt Harmon and Sarah Luca. This is the 30th WOBM Christmas Classic Final. More pressure for Jackson, trying to harass Manchester into turnovers. Barnes slicing down through the lane. He is fouled this time by C.J. Blue. It'll be Blue's first and the team's 6th.
Jackson just trying to double and triple team at any chance they get. Has opened up some wide-open Hawk players. The problem for the Hawks has been to get it to one of those wide-open players. They've done a pretty good job of it so far. They've got 2:49 left as Barnes makes the first one.
Barnes has been better than good tonight. He's got 17. Make it now 18. 2:49 to go in the fourth.
14-point lead.
Carter harassed at the half-court circle and then is fouled by Planter. That's the third foul on Planter in pretty limited time.
About 2 steps over mid-court that foul took place. Carter back to the line. He's missed in the last few attempts here.
Does have 23 points on the night. Back rims the front end of the 1-and-1. Adam Eola missing the putback. Planter with the rebound. Heavy collision inside between Adam Eola and Carter. Both guys slow to get up.
But the foul is on Jackson.
The foul is on Jackson.
Hill.
Hill's third, team's sixth.
That'll put the Hawks on the line on the next personal foul.
2:35 and running. Manchester 54, Jackson 40. Good ball fake by Reynolds. Driving right through Planter's hands, but into the waiting Torney in the left corner.
That's how it's gone tonight, Matt. That pass was definitely meant for Planter. Went through his hands to the corner where a Hawk player just happened to be there.
Foul far away from the basket will send Kayshawn Barnes to the free throw line for a 1-1.
Well, now all the Hawks have to do, Matt, is make their fouls, and they will go home with a championship.
Adam Eola whistled for that one, his second. Front end of the 1-1 for Barnes is good.
That's his average, 19 tonight for Barnes, looking for number 20.
Takes his time, lefty shooter. That one good, and he does have 20. Manchester will pressure here. Got to make it not so easy for Jackson to just get it up court. Carter up over the timeline. Good strip that time by Planter, who picks up the loose ball. Planter going right to the basket. Right side layup up and in. Credit Robert Planter with the strip and the finish.
Lead up to 18.
58-40. And Planter, silly foul there inside his fourth. Remember, he came in for Al Mastika
in this quarter,
who had been whistled for the four personal fouls. He will come back in now. Al Mastika will. Planter will leave
with 2 points. That last bucket, credit to him, getting a lot of high fives on the bench.
2 points, four fouls, a steal,
yep,
and made Eric Carter work pretty hard for everything he's done. Carter to the free throw line, all of a sudden has gone ice cold.
Hill with the follow for two, though.
Hill puts the shot back up and in, and a timeout has been taken by Joe Fagan, 58-42. 1:51 to go in the fourth quarter. Manchester on top of Jackson. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more. The WOBM Christmas Classic Tournament right after this on the Shore Sports Network. As we welcome you back here with 1:51 to go in the fourth quarter, Matt Harmon and Sarah Luca. Manchester leading 58-42. Hawks feeling pretty good about what may be their first ever WOBM Christmas Classic Championship. And it's been a nice run through the tournament here for Ryan Ramsey's bunch. Wins over all three Toms River schools, and now trying to knock out what most would have considered the top team in A-South coming in to the season. Ball put in play. Jags trying to pressure. Timeline broken. Barnes is fouled by C.J. Blue. And Kayshawn Barnes will go back to the free throw line.
Don't know if that's the guy to foul. Of course, he will have the ball a lot. Smart play by Ryan Ramsey. Let's give Ryan Ramsey a lot of credit, Matt. Got this Manchester team under control. Got some great athletes. Had a great end to 2013.
Barnes finally missing a free throw. He had made four straight. Gives Jackson the chance here to get it up court. Blue had it poked out of bounds by Barnes on the backside. It'll stay with Jackson. Baseline inbounds play. Shaded left. Blue working it around the perimeter here. Chris Hallrick has come in as a shooting threat for Jackson. His first action tonight. Carter on the bench. Also, Zach Nelson, a senior. Here's a three on the way by Blue. That's short. And with 75 seconds left, let's see if Fagan calls off the dogs a little bit.
Well, he's taking out his starters.
Fancy dribbling, spinning his way through was Darius Barlow. Timeout has been taken by Manchester.
Last one.
Full timeout with 68 seconds left. We'll keep it here. This a very impressive performance by Manchester. We mentioned they've never won a Christmas Classic championship. They finished in the finals just one other time. Lost to Raritan back in 2004, 60-56. So If they can hold off here in the next 68 seconds, already leading by 16, they'll be able to hang a banner back in the gym in Manchester.
And they certainly deserve it if they hang on here. They deserve this victory. They came out shooting very well and continued it the entire game. Put up 58. Matt, you mentioned pregame about the low point totals for Jackson in their victories, and the high point total for Manchester certainly held form with this one. 58-42 right now. Manchester on their way to their first WOBM Christmas Classic tournament championship in the 30th year. Doesn't look that old, does he, Kevin?
In that 0-4 run to the final, Jerron Griffin of Manchester still holds the tournament record with 113 points spread out over the four games. Hawks will put it in play.
Well, Barnes is going to be at 80 points right now if he doesn't score any more points. It's a pretty nice tournament.
Looks like Jackson has backed things off a little bit. 60 seconds to go. Here is Reynolds driving and kicking out of bounds. Barlow couldn't grab the pass, and with 53 seconds left, Jags will put it in play. Blue has it. Right now, a lot of the guys on the bench for Jackson, Palumo, Carter, Hill, all sitting right now on the bench. Stick around post-game. We'll grab a couple quick interviews, do all tournament team stuff. Missed shot inside by Hallrick. Loose ball handled there by Almasteca. As the ball walked up court by Darius Barlow, who's played by Andre Davis. Barlow handing off to Reynolds. This is Barnes with it. Barnes trying to dribble his way through traffic and will. With 15 seconds now left, Manchester going to win the first WOBM Christmas Classic Championship in school history and knock off the top seed Jackson Memorial Jaguars 58-42. Congratulations to Ryan Ramsey and the rest of the Hawks of Manchester. A very impressive performance put on here tonight as the Hawks improve to 4-1. Jackson falling to 4-1 on the season. We step out here for 60 seconds. We'll come back with scoring totals, interviews, all tournament team selection, all right after this. Quick timeout. We're back in 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. And as we welcome you back here, want to thank you for joining us during the course of your holiday season. What has become a holiday tradition here at the Shore, the WOBM Christmas Classic coming to a close with another championship in the books. This one going to Jackson as the Hawks win it 58-42 over a top-seeded and pretty good club in Jackson Memorial. Just running through some final scoring totals, and here we go. Jackson led tonight by Eric Carter. He had 23 points. 12 points for Jesse Hill, 3 for Eddie Landy, 2 for C.J. Bloom, 2 for Marcus Adamiola. Quarter total 6, 12, 14, and 10 for a game total of 42. Jackson falls to 4-1 on the year. 20 points for Kayshawn Barnes, 13 for Jordan Torney, 11 for Shavar Reynolds, 7 for Israel Amasteca, 5 for Darius Barlow, 2 for Robert Planter, 7 19, 17, and 15, the quarter totals tonight for this Manchester team who improves to 4-1. We'll step out for 60 seconds. We'll come back with the all-tournament team selection and the announcement of our tournament MVP. All right after this quick 60-second pause, you're listening to the WOBM Christmas Classic Championship on the Shore Sports Network. Manchester 58 and Jackson 42 are our final score here tonight. The Hawks winning the WOBM Christmas Classic Championship for the first time in school history and the first time in the 30-year history of the tournament here. Time to announce the all-tournament teams. Here is Ensar Luka with the second team all-tournament selections.
Okay, on the second team is Aaron Scheiderman from Brick Memorial, Peyton Weinert from Point Pleasant Borough, Chris Iapico from Lacey, Jason Sykowski from Freehold Township, and Shavar Reynolds from Manchester. All of them had outstanding totals and outstanding tournaments.
Reynolds with all four games, including tonight's, in which he registered double figures. The first team all-tournament selections, Tymir Berry, who had a great tournament for Toms River South. His scoring totals 21, 15, 22, and 19. Marquise Davis had a good tournament as well. Four games all in double figures, 16, 14, and then two games of 15. Jesse Hill from Jackson Memorial. Eric Carter from Jackson Memorial. Jordan Torney from Manchester, also making the first team all-tournament team. The tournament MVP, well, actually, let's do the Chuck Carney Memorial Award first. The Hustle Award for Marquise Davis from Towns River South.
Well earned.
And the tournament MVP, he led the way here tonight, 20 points for Manchester. Kayshawn, 21, 20, 19, and 20. His totals in the tournament, a great tournament for the Mattawan transfer senior.
80 points for Kayshawn Barnes.
With that, we'll step out real quick here for 60 seconds and come back with a quick word for maybe our tournament MVP. We'll do it all after this quick break. You're listening to the WOBM Christmas Classic Tournament live on the Shore Sports Network. Sports Network, Kevin Williams, two guys from Toms River South. We mentioned Tymir Berry, Marquise Davis, Eric Carter, Jesse Hill from Jackson, Jordan Torney from Manchester, the tournament MVP, Kayshawn Barnes, who we'll try and grab real quick for a word before we sign off.
Well, he's got to pick up one more bit of hardware before he comes over here, Matt, and that's the MVP trophy. I like it, man.
The announcement of the Chuck Carney Memorial Award.
This year's Chuck Carney Memorial Award winner from Toms River South, Marquise Davis.
Marquise Davis, who's part of the first team all tournament, will lead with two pieces of hardware.
Here's the tournament MVP.
Great fan support for Manchester here in the finals here tonight, and they have all kind of stayed around to see the announcement and the presentations that are taking place. This is going to be a Manchester team, despite that opening night loss to Lakewood in B South, that they shoot anywhere near like they did tonight. They're going to be a tough out for anybody during the course of this high school basketball season. Very athletic, very solid, and a great performance. Do we have anyone trying to grab him by chance?
Well, we are supposed to have my assistant over here.
See if we can try and get
Ryan Ramsey. Here they come. They're working their way over. Ryan not going to let that first place trophy go. He gives it to his assistant now. Here comes.
Great performance by the head coach of the Manchester Hawks, who's good enough to give us a couple of quick words here. Ryan Ramsey, the head coach. Coach, first of all, congratulations on this one. Very impressive performance. That three-point shot was just on the mark here tonight, the difference in the ball game.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. We knew coming in that we needed to shoot well from the perimeter to have any chance tonight. Obviously, you got 6'8", 6'7", in the post, anywhere hanging around the basket. Your egos kind of go out the window, and you have to kind of take what you can get. And we're a good shooting basketball team. Tonight we continued with that.
Yeah, the three-point shot, you know, what was it, Matt? 10, I think they ended up with 10 of them. Unbelievable game plan. Penetrate, kick it out.
Absolutely.
Your guards handle the ball so well. As a matter of fact, everybody handles the ball pretty well on your
team.
Yes,
absolutely. And that's a strength that, you know, we figured it out over the summer, preseason, that our guard play was our strength. You know, obviously we have some guys inside that can play, Israel being one of them. But, you know, throughout the tournament, our guards stepped up and played the way that I know they're capable of playing. And, you know, like you said, the game plan was coming in. If we can get to the elbows, if we can attack the elbows and kick, you know, it's going to open up some shots for us. And then we were able to hit those shots.
Coach, it's easy to say, are you proud of your team? But after an opening night loss, you know, to come in here and win four consecutive games, all against A-South teams, really shows that you might be in headed in the good direction.
I hope so. I hope so. We, you know, like I said, we knew over the summer we had a special group of guys. The sophomore guys, we were lucky enough to have start for us as freshmen. So, you know, they may be young from an age perspective. You know, they got a year under their belt, and you know, they stepped up. The sophomore stepped up.
Well, Ryan, congratulations. First championship.
Yep.
In the Hawk history of this 30-year tournament, and you've been in it for most of the year, just a tremendous victory and well-earned. I mean, they kept their cool. You know, everybody was waiting. You know, you live by the three, you
right.
die by the
Absolutely.
Three.
Yep.
You're celebrating tonight
we are.
On that three-pointer.
Yep.
Coach,
yep,
go enjoy it. You can probably jump in the picture real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, get in that picture.
Thank
then
you, guys.
Send over Kayshawn.
Appreciate it
for a quick word.
Thank you.
That's Ryan Ramsey, the head coach here for Manchester Township. Hawks win it 58-42. We'll hold here for just 1 second. Lots of pictures taking
yeah,
place. If we
pictures.
Can't grab Kayshawn Barnes, we'll say goodnight here. Let's see if we can get him off in just a second. Barnes, the tournament MVP.
He's right in the middle of that picture, man. I see the fluorescent red sneakers
Manchester
standing out.
We'll get back into conference play after the break. With a 4-1 record, four consecutive wins here in the WOBM Christmas tournament.
2 many pictures. Well, they'll have many copies. Let's get them over here. I'm sure he'd like to say a few words. Well, Matt, it's been a great tournament, I'll tell you. 52 games, and the last one certainly was the Manchester's Hawk night to shine. And here comes Kayshawn real quick. Here he comes with the hardware. Put this on, Kayshawn, please. Put this on. Putting down the MVP trophy. Don't leave that around now.
Kayshawn Barnes, senior guard from Manchester, stopping by. First of all, young man, congratulations on winning the tournament. Let's talk about that real quick. A very solid, just consistent four games for you guys. You looked so good during the course of the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, the coach had a game plan for us at practice every day to come out and work hard no matter what happens in the game. And that's what we did. We executed.
The three, obviously, was the difference tonight. That was the game plan, penetrate, and then kick out.
Yeah, that was the game plan, because there's some big boys down there. Coach told us to just drive and kick, and we got to be on tonight, and we were.
Kayshawn, what's it mean for you personally to be able to walk away with the most valuable player in this tournament?
I mean, it's good for me, but it's better for my team. It shows we boost our confidence up and shows that we can play with anybody in this conference. In the shore.
Kayshawn, it's been a great story coming over from Mattawan. You've changed your life around, haven't you?
Yeah.
Tremendous job.
Thank you.
Congratulations on all the honors and tonight's championship.
Thanks a lot.
Really good job, Kayshawn. Enjoy this one for the foreseeable future. Back to work, though, I would imagine, on Thursday, right?
Tomorrow, actually.
All right, tomorrow. Right back.
No break.
No rest for the weary. Great job. Great tournament. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
That's Kayshawn Barnes, Manchester Township senior guard, the MVP of our tournament here as we say goodnight. Big thank you back in the studios today. Had a long day. Ray Malaspina, who engineered all three games, the Mammoth game, and our two broadcasts here tonight. Of course, Ed Saraluca, who has seen just about all 52 games during the course of the tournament here that started 2 weekends ago. Kevin Williams, sports director and tournament director. 30 years running the WOBM Christmas Classic. Still the best tournament around. Looking forward to year 31. Manasquan, your winner on the girls' side. They knock off Red Bank Catholic, the top seed, and a tough night to be the one seed as Jackson Falls to Manchester here, 58-42. Matt Harmon saying so long from the Pine Belt Arena. You've been listening to the WOBM Christmas Classic Championship on the Shore Sports Network. Happy New Year from all of us to all of you.